Adorned with flags from both countries, the first cargo trucks crossed the border between Colombia and Venezuela after years of political conflict. It's a highly symbolic moment as delegations from both governments met in the middle of the Simón Bolívar Bridge. Colombia's new left-wing president, Gustavo Petro, had made the reopening of the border a key campaign promise.
Creo que hoy es un día histórico.
I think today is a historic day for the region, for the country, for South America. Globalization is first and foremost a relationship between neighbors. Anyone who measures the flows of trade, cultural exchange and population movement will always find that the greatest amount is between neighbors. That is how it was here before sectarian madness took over hearts and brains.
The first trucks crossing from Colombia were loaded with toilet paper, plastic and medical supplies, the one from Venezuela with rolls of aluminium.
The Petro administration believes that trade between the two countries will reach $1 billion by the end of the year, and possibly $4 billion by the end of his administration 4 years from now. And they hope that most will benefit the millions of people that live along the border.
Hopefully this will help with the shortages in Venezuela and reduce contraband and the extortions we were subjected to cross. I think it will make life easier.
Relations between the two countries had reached rock bottom in 2019, when former Colombian President Iván Duque spearheaded efforts to force regime change in Venezuela. The shutdown worsened security along the border, emboldening crime gangs that control smuggling and drug trafficking. Local entrepreneurs say the border should never have been shut.
It's been 7 years without vehicles passing through here, greatly affecting the cultural, social and economic reality of the region. Millions of people had to rely on dangerous crossing, ending up victims of violence and disappearing. But what's coming is a different border that will hopefully generate employment for all.
But while the reopening is a welcome first step, everybody here agrees much more needs to be done to overcome the economic, security and humanitarian crisis affecting this border region. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Cucuta.